We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, Mrs. Jones and I were talking at breakfast today about the wonderful, wonderful blessings of God. You know, I have never been as impressed in my life. I've never been so reassured that God Almighty brought Bob Jones University into existence, and that He spared my life and trained my son and the other associates we have out here to carry on this institution and give this testimony in an hour of crisis. We are passing through a crisis in the world. It's a real crisis. It's everywhere. There's something out of the human realm moving. There's something psychic. There's something satanic. And yet in the midst of it, the Spirit of God is moving. It's a strange thing. All over the world is unrest, disturbance, concern. We read in the Bible about a time when men's hearts are going to fail because of fear of what's coming upon them. There isn't an intelligent, sensible, thinking man in the world that knows the world and knows what's going on and keeps up with things that doesn't have a feeling of concern. It's in everybody. They may not know why they feel that way, but the Bible says men's hearts failing because of fear of what's coming upon them. Now, they're talking about business conditions, and I don't know much about business except how to save as much money as I can for the cause, not waste it. And there's so many things I don't know about those things, you know, but I do get around, and everywhere I go is a concern. Nobody knows exactly. They can't tell. Anything might happen. We don't want to get too heavily in debt, they say. We're heaping up our debt. Well, you know, did you ever stop to think what it might have to be? Did you ever stop to think that the nations of the world could bankrupt themselves with war? Did you ever stop to think how debts might be? You know, when I was a boy, a dollar was a dollar. But it isn't a dollar anymore. It's about 50 cents. See? Nobody knows. Businessmen don't know. There's concern everywhere. Now, if anybody had a right anywhere in the world to be assured, we'd have. Bob Jones University has stayed out of the red. We haven't been in the red. We pay our operating overhead. You can lay our banker's statement down on a banker's desk. I mean, one time I tried one of them out. I took our statement and laid it down. I said, well, if we want to borrow some money, how much could you loan us? I said, we want to borrow some. How much could you have? Well, he said, we could only loan a limited amount. We'd let you have to our limit. And he said, but can we loan you at least $500,000 to help you get more? I said, would you loan us $500,000? He said, yes. I said, I think you're crazy. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'd be afraid to borrow it. Yeah, I'd be afraid to borrow $500,000. He said, why? I said, I don't know what's going to happen, right? Nobody knows what's going to happen. But what's the matter with us? Now, when I was a boy, it wasn't like that. The farmer said, I hope cotton will be up, but if it doesn't go up, we stay up, we can eat, have hogs and cows and milk and butter, and we have some corn bread, flour goes up, we'll buy some. And there was a sort of sense of security and certainty. That's going out of the world. Now listen, there isn't anybody on earth today that knows what's going to happen. But you know what God's in all this mess? You know what it did? Well, we just didn't walk in the counsel of the godly. We walked in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Happy is a man, we read in the first Psalm, happy is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. The most contented people I know are people that do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Now wait, let's clear that up. Let's see if we can't see through this thing. Now notice, a man may be an ungodly man and know mathematics. I may go to this man and say, now you're a good mathematician. He may be an Einstein and might be an ungodly man. And I say, I don't know about this thing. And he tells me the laws that he can discover. God endows him with a strong mind. He can go out and probe into things. And he can learn mathematics. You don't have to be a Christian to learn mathematics. Being a Christian doesn't necessarily give you a mathematical mind. See? All right? I go out here to a man, maybe he's a great scientist. Maybe he's a great scientist. Back before World War I, out of Germany was coming modernism, spreading over the world. And Germany said, we're the fit, and the others are the unfit. And they were good people, the German people were. They'd just been led astray with a peculiar kind of a scholastic egomania that took hold of them, see. They weren't bad people. German people, wonderful people, and they still are. They really are kind of folks, see. But they were led astray. But they had scientific laboratories, and they had great schools, great institutions. All right, you can have all those things. Way back in the ancient days in pagan Rome and pagan Greece, and way back the hanging gardens in Babylon. Yeah, they weren't ignoramuses, you know. They knew things. But they didn't walk in the way of the godly. They walked in the way of the ungodly, see? Man by wisdom knew not God, see? It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to help people understand. Now, somebody asked us about our school out here. Said, how do you explain Bob Jones University? Said, you have no church back of you. These big denominational schools, many of them are hard up borrowing money. Old schools and borrowing money. I wonder how they're going to pay it sometime and figure where we get out of the churches. How do you explain it? They ask us. How do you explain what's going on in these big state schools? They get appropriations. How do you explain, Bob Jones? What's the explanation of it? Nobody back of you. No great organization. As a matter of fact, you don't have any organization. No, just have a board of trustees to help us. Well, now they say, we don't understand this thing. How you get along? How can you do it? People come on this campus, you'd be surprised, intelligent businessmen and educational leaders, because you can say what you please. They have to respect us, see? As I've said so many times, if you have the goods, you can deliver them. Somebody wants the goods. You just have some goods of the right quality, and that you can deliver them. People stop you and come in to see us sometimes. They say, we've heard the name of Bob Jones. And they have. Yeah. They know about it in China and Japan and Korea. People say, how? Well, you know, we have high academic standards. And we don't go to ask a man if we want to know something about mathematics or get a little help from an educator. We don't ask him if he's a born-again man. He may be a Jew. He may be a Catholic. He may be a Protestant. He may be a modernist. If he's an authority in an educational field, we would ask him about the facts, see? For instance, we might ask a man about Darwin and the Darwinian theory of evolution, see? Which we don't believe is a bit of. We might ask him. He might know that a little better than a Christian would know it. Maybe a shade there that a Christian might not know that this man over here who is a Christian might know. Now, you can learn mathematics. You can learn science. You can learn history. You can learn these facts of these things you can get. You don't have to be a Christian. But wait a minute. Now, the problem with the world today is the world is walking in the counsel of the ungodly. What are you going to do with your mathematics? What are you going to do with your science? You know, I sat there the other day and saw a television program. And I listened to it as it went ahead, you know. And they were talking about the marvelous things that are being achieved. And all this shooting the moon stuff and every other kind of thing, you know. And they went on there and talked about how we're going to defend ourselves. How we defend ourselves, you know. What are we going to do with all this stuff we got on our hand? Why, you know, they want to know what we're going to do with it. And they don't know except to go ahead and protect ourselves. And I'm for them. Don't misunderstand me. See? But you know, the ungodly man doesn't know what to do with science after he learns it. See? The ungodly man doesn't know what to do with mathematics. The ungodly man doesn't know what to do with literature. He knows that he can use mathematics to count money, run a bank, and such as that. But I'm not talking about that. There's another purpose which money can be used. Another purpose which science can be used. You know what they're doing? Ms. Jones and I were talking about this at breakfast table this morning. You know what you can do? Well, you can use science. You can use a high explosive to clear mountains out if you want to. It could all be used for a good purpose. And sometimes is. But what are we going to use it for? Well, I hope we'll use it to blow up them before they blow us up, too. Don't you think so? But, you know, the ungodly man will use it for destruction, see? The godly man doesn't use it for destruction. He uses it to construct, to build, you see. Now, I never get my advice about how to use knowledge from a man that isn't a godly man, if I know it. I sit at the feet of the godly. Now, I'll let you in on a little secret. We got our mathematics and science and literature and history and advice about people in education. We'll ask them about those things. But how we use these things, Bob Jones University settles that at the feet of God. That's what made Bob Jones University. What are we going to do with this knowledge? We give speech and music. We have dramatic performances on this platform that you wouldn't see anywhere in the country. We have an art gallery out here of culture and refinement. What are we going to do with all of it? What have we got it for? We've got it to give a Christian testimony. To use everything here, the music, the speech, the scientific laboratories, the art gallery, the library, to train people, equip people. What for? To give a Christian testimony. Culture gives them an opportunity to move into a circle where they can operate. Now listen just a minute. That's what the godly thing to do. Really, whatsoever we do in word or deed, do all for the glory of God. Do all for the glory of God. Give a testimony. Use good English when you can in circles where it might be offensive to use it bad English. But we don't learn English just to know English. The purpose, fundamental driving purpose of back to this school is to give a Christian testimony in a chaotic age of unrest and uncertainty. And God has vindicated this school. And as long as it's running on that line, God's going to keep on vindicating. He's going to vindicate it as long as it goes on that line. And every hand that's ever been lifted up has been paralyzed. It has never been able to hurt us. Nothing hurts us. As long as you're going along doing what God wants you to do, in the way He wants you to do, He takes care of it. You know there's nothing senseless about this. This is intelligent stuff I'm giving you. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all the glory of God. And listen, Christian people, I rather you folks that don't have a great deal of education, I'd rather come to you about a spiritual matter than some PhD that doesn't know Jesus Christ. We want you to pray for us. Pray for our students scattered over the world. You pray for them, won't you? And keep praying for us out here. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful and true in all things and use us more and more for Thy glory, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.